From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today ordered Palestinians to stop shooting from the West Bank town of Beit Jala into the Jewish community of Gilo on the outskirts of Jerusalem. But despite the order, shooting has continued. Palestinians consider Gilo an alien Jewish settlement because it was built on Arab lands conquered by Israel in the 1967 war. Israel says it is a Jewish neighborhood within the expanded city limits of Jerusalem. From Gilo, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Policemen ordered the residents of Hateina Street back into their houses after a mortar shell fired from Beit Jala landed on the roof of Rami and Shoshi Angel's home in the center of the community. The shell shattered solar panels on the roof. Standing amid the broken glass in her bathroom, Shoshi Angel was more angry than scared. The Palestinians only understand force, she said, like it says in the Bible, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Angel says her daughter was in the house yesterday with her grandson born Sunday. What if they had been here today, she asks, and starts trembling. That mix of fear and anger was heard from many Gilo residents today. They are happy that the Israeli army went into Beit Jala yesterday, but they want Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to do more. Standing outside the Angel's house, Yisrael, who didn't want to give his last name, says he knows what Sharon needs to do.
Go back inside the territories like we were before 92. Send back the Palestinian authority to Tunis and start again. Oslo was one of the stupid things that this government done.
Residents in Gilo say the introduction of mortar shells in the past 2 days marks a new Palestinian escalation. Until now, the gunfire hit only the streets closest to Beit Jala. The government has installed bulletproof doors and windows in those homes. But mortars can hit anywhere, as they did last night and today. One of the shells fell in the courtyard of the community center next to a school. Even though the school year hasn't started, dozens of high school kids came to the school today. The shooting of the past 11 months has perhaps been hardest on the children and teenagers. Parents say many children have nightmares and trouble sleeping. 14-year-old Meital Nahum says she's tired of the situation. It's really hard. Our parents won't let us go out, not to malls, not to discos, and not to parties, she said. We've been living like this for 11 months. Something has to change. While many in Gilo want Sharon to do more to stop Palestinian attacks, others say the army incursion into Beit Jala proves there are limits to military force. The Speaker of Israel's Knesset, Avraham Borg, who is also competing for leadership of the Labor Party, today visited Gilo and encouraged the residents to keep up their morale. But he also said the only way to end the fighting is negotiations.
There is no military solution, neither from our side nor from their side, that any shootings will persuade any side or each side to move forward. By shootings, you only persuade revenge and bitterness and agony to move forward. These are not the right emotions for the region.
But they are also not the emotions heard these days in Gilo. Residents here want the shooting to stop, and they say the only way to do that is to hit the Palestinians harder. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gilo.